to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time out of your day to support the podcast. If it resonates with you and if you think someone could benefit from it. This morning I was on a run, and once I was done running, I decided to walk for a bit. I was feeling really present in my body. And that's one of the things that I've realized I really enjoy about running, more than the health benefits, all of those things. It's how present I feel in my body. And while I was on my walk, I had an overwhelming wave of gratitude flow over me. And I started to where that was coming from. And the thought that kept coming into my mind was, you deserve the good things. This is the life you're meant to live. And at one point in time, while I was on my walk, that thought kept popping into my head, and I felt a visceral reaction. And that visceral reaction was saying, not yet. And my mind quickly corrected and said, why not? And I was just observing. I wanted to see where it went. In the past, I would always know that I deserve the good things this life has to offer. I was sure of it. But I never felt deserving of it until I got paid a certain amount, until I looked a certain way, until I felt a certain way, until I did something. I never allowed myself to feel like I deserved anything unless it came as a result of something. Because in my mind at that time, you don't deserve handouts. You don't deserve to get things handed to you. And now I'm realizing that just because things come to you with ease, things seemingly fall into your lap, it doesn't mean that they're handouts. Sure, maybe you didn't work, quote unquote, work for it in the physical world. But what about all the work that you did in the spiritual realm, emotional realm, mental? What about all the work that you've done towards making yourself the vessel that is worthy of receiving those things with ease? What about all that work? The journaling, the therapy, the self-therapizing, the reading, the listening, the learning. That's all work. And it's hard work at that. Is that work not deserving? We limit ourselves sometimes when we live only in the physical realm. And the version of me in the past that believed that didn't see herself as worthy when she looked in the mirror. I was brought up to think that you have to work hard for everything or else you don't get anything. And while that's true, it's a limiting thought in a lot of ways. Because what that thought also led me to believe is that if divine timing was working overtime on that day and I was in the right place, right time, and something came to me and it was quote unquote too good to be true, don't do it. And I believed that. For the majority of my life, I believed that. Until I didn't. And the only reason I didn't is because I was intuitive. I was aware. I was present. Your body, your mind will tell you if a situation is good or not, if you are present within it. And at the time, I remember I got an opportunity, seemingly coincidental, too good to be true, all of those things. And it ended up being one of the best things that happened to me in my life to this day. And it all happened because I was in the right place, right time, spoke to the right person, and they gave me an opportunity on the spot just because they wanted to help someone. And I look back at the situation. I remember when I was voicing it, what had happened to my mom, and she goes into mama bear mode, and I know it's to protect me. But at the time, I was like, I was there in that interaction. I know she's trying to look out for me, but I didn't feel the things that she's saying I should have felt. I don't feel like I was getting the wool pulled over my eyes. I don't feel like it was a scam. I feel like this was somebody that wanted to help a college kid out and saw potential in said college kid and wanted to give an opportunity. And it came at a perfect time because that person was also in the process of building out a business and needed extra help. And I just happened to have the same interests as what the business was. And I was employed by that business for 4 years while I was in college. Helped me pay everything. I genuinely don't know where I would have been Well, I'm sure I would have figured it out, but that job, that opportunity gave me the chance to do the things that I needed to do in college to become this person. It gave me the time, the freedom, the liberty to do that. I had my bills paid, I had everything taken care of, and I got to learn a skill that is coveted and that I need for everything that I'm doing today. I was able to work at a marketing agency for 4 years with zero experience. I didn't even know what marketing was at the beginning going into it. I learned how to copyright. I learned how to do basic graphic design. I learned how to edit. I learned how to read analytics. I learned algorithms. I learned all that stuff in 4 years, all because I said yes to an opportunity. And the reason why I'm saying that story is because me at that time deserved that. And I didn't physically earn it, but I was so deserving of it because I took a chance. That came from me being courageous to me, right? I had always been very nervous or scared about or anxious about going to restaurants by myself. And on that night, I decided, you know what? I'm going to go to this restaurant by myself. I'm going to sit at the bar and I'm going to talk to the bartender. I'm not going to be on the phone. I'm going to talk to whoever wants to talk to me. And that's what happened. So that is divine timing, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, rewarding you for your courage. Nature rewards courage. The universe rewards courage. So when you feel like you're not deserving, when you get something with ease and you feel like it's too good to be true, really ask yourself, is it? Or am I deserving of this due to my courage in a non-physical frequency? So instead of not allowing yourself to move through life with ease and allowing yourself to receive these things with ease, obviously you want to be mindful. You want to really sit down with that and be like, let me see. It doesn't necessarily mean jump at everything that you get, everything that you see. Be smart about it. Tap into what you're feeling on the inside. That is important. You have to be aligned. You have to listen to your intuition. Get that gut feeling is a real thing. So what you're feeling in your body, listen to that. And the more you listen to that, the more intuitive you are. Because all those bodily feelings, those visceral reactions that you get in situations and environments around people and spaces and thoughts, those are all telling you what's going on in a non-physical space. It's like when you're talking to someone and something about them feels off. Oh, I got bad vibes. I don't know. Something about this person is off. Trust that. Like, check yourself. Am I being a hater? You know, and if the answer is no, then trust that. Because your body will tell you what you can't pick up physically. If you listen to it, the more you acknowledge it, I got a bad feeling about this, leave. Cool. If I sat down and told you guys the amount of times I had a bad feeling or had a good feeling or had some type of reaction, sweaty palms, anxiety attacks around people and spaces, all these things, you would understand why I trust that. The thing is this too, guys. It seems crazy because a lot of us don't trust ourselves. We don't see ourselves as a respectful, trustworthy person. So you have to build that up first. You have to trust yourself first. How do you build that trust within yourself? Do the things that you say you're going to do for yourself. Take care of yourself on all levels. Practice discipline on all levels. Be intentional about what you consume physically, mentally, digitally, emotionally. All of those things help us trust ourselves more. And when you have a feeling, acknowledge it. Don't second guess yourself. Act on it. The more you act on your ideas, on your thoughts, on your feelings, the more trust you build within yourself. Because it doesn't matter how it goes. It just matters that you're saying, you know what? I trust you. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. That is enough to help you build that trust level within yourself. We have to learn how to trust ourselves. So that when we have these moments, when we have these opportunities, when we have these things that come up for us, we know if it is for us truly. It's not difficult. It's not easy, but it is simple. And I will continue to say that it's never easy, but it is so simple. But it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of investing time and energy into it. But you're worth it. And you're capable of it. And you deserve to trust yourself. And you deserve all the good things that this life has to offer. You're deserving of it. You're worthy enough to receive these things. And every time you put in these deposits, and all these boxes to build that trust, to build that confidence within yourself. It just makes you a better person for you, which in turn makes you a better person for everyone around you. But you have to make these investments, make these deposits into the right boxes for you. All of that stuff leads to the things that we are looking for, whatever those are. And I'm also always apprehensive of saying the things that we're looking for because I don't know what we're looking for. And I don't even know if there is a thing to look for. But I think life in and of itself is the practice of self-discovery within the world around us. Because I think from what I've put together in this journey, the more you discover yourself, the more you see the world in a way that is meant to be seen. So build that trust within yourselves. You're deserving, extremely deserving of all of the good things this life has to offer. Don't ever let the world tell you you're not. And don't ever second guess the good things that come your way. Sometimes we sell ourselves short and we limit ourselves and we block our blessings all because we don't feel deserving subconsciously. Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine that the whole reason why you feel stuck in life is because you're blocking your blessings because you don't feel like you deserve them yet? Is that not crazy? Huh? Imagine that. Full transparency moment. I'm having a revelation right now as I'm telling you, as I'm speaking about this. Isn't that crazy? How much further would we be if we felt deserving of things? If we didn't block our blessings, if we didn't block the opportunities that came our way, if we just felt deserving? If an opportunity spawns on you right now, are you going to block it because you don't feel ready? What is ready? What does ready look like? Can you tell me that? Let me know, because I've been searching for what ready looks like. And what I'm realizing in real time is ready don't look like nothing because it's not a real thing. You're ready when you get the opportunity. That's when you're ready. If you get an opportunity, you jump at it, you're ready. And guess what? Doors start opening for you. Isn't that crazy how that works? If the opportunity presents itself, stop blocking the blessing until you're ready. You're never going to be ready. There's no such thing as ready. Ready is when the opportunity is here. If you got a job and they were like, yo, I'll offer you $300,000, but you got to move to Japan. What are you going to say? I'm not ready. Oh, now all of a sudden now y'all ready because it's money. Treat everything in life as valuable as currency and you'll see how your life is going to change. Your life is the most valuable currency. Your time, your energy is the most valuable currency that you have in this lifetime. Treat your life like you treat money and watch how things are going to change. Because when you realize that the ultimate value lies in your life, if you're not living, and I mean in the true sense of living, does any of that stuff matter? Does any of the finances, the material stuff matter? No. So what does that tell you? Whatever we put value into, whatever we determine as valuable is what becomes valuable. That's why money matters so much. Is because we've labeled it as a valuable asset. Your life is the most valuable asset, so act like it. Say yes to life more. Say yes to opportunity more. Say yes to chances more. Decide what's best for your life and do it and do it and do it again. Stop treating decisions in life, chances, opportunities as finite. They're just a door to open. And who knows? What if you open that door and the opportunity that you feel like you need or want is through that door, and you said no because you're not ready to that first door or because you had your sight fixated on something else? How do you know that's what's best for you? Maybe you need this first opportunity to get you ready for this other one. So, like, stop looking at things so linearly. That's not how life operates. Life has so many different levels, so many different frequencies. Move like that. Say yes to opportunity. Say yes to new things. Say yes to experience. Stop blocking your blessings. All because you don't feel ready. And really ask yourself, what does me feeling ready for this look like then? What does me feeling prepared for this look like then? And also ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen if I say yes? Obviously ensuring that you're not getting yourself into danger, because yes, I don't feel like I should have to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways because I don't know who's receiving this. Don't get yourself in dangerous situations. Assuming you're safe, sound, and you're not in danger, and nor is anyone around you in danger. Say yes to opportunity. Say yes to moments. If you feel called to something, do it. And don't look back. What is the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is it doesn't work out for you. Okay. The worst that can happen is that you didn't like it. Okay. Now you know. So stop going through life like you know everything. You don't know what life is supposed to look like. And by going through that, you're paralyzing yourself in so many ways because you have a vision of how my life is supposed to look. Yeah. Why are you feeling called to do this thing right now then? And again, this is all assuming that you are really present in your body and not just taking in whatever some girl off of TikTok said. I mean, for real, when you feel called to something and it's not letting you go, explore that. Explore that. Why do I feel called to create right now? Why do I feel called to go to this new place and check it out? Why do I feel called to do it? If you're feeling called to something, do it. But do it with all that you are and do it with no expectation and see what comes out of that. You have to say yes and release expectation. And that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. This was actually going to be a free-flowing meditation. I did one of those earlier last year, and it went really well. You guys really enjoyed it, and so I was going to do another one. But this was on my heart. This was on my spirit, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys get something out of this. Thank you, guys. And as always, be a little better every day.